When the famed Italian architect Renzo Piano was named honorary senator for life 2 years ago, he handed over his spacious new office and hefty salary of some $15,000 a month to a team of young architects. They were given the task of helping salvage depressed outskirts of Italian cities. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports now on one project in Rome inspired by New York City's High Line, an elevated park built on an abandoned railroad section.
Italy is littered with 600 unfinished public works projects, incomplete highways, half bridges going nowhere, skeletons of buildings. They're the offspring of bad governance, greed, and state subsidies eaten up by graft. In Rome, there's an unfinished elevated track cutting through two peripheral neighborhoods, Serpentara and Vigne Nuove. Originally conceived as a 12 miles long tram line looping north to south outskirts, work suddenly stopped in the mid-1990s. The reason is clouded in mystery. The result is just 1 mile of elevated, abandoned concrete. Under Renzo Piano's supervision, a team of young architects cleaned up what had become the local garbage dump below and, using recycled materials, transformed a planned tram stop into a community space for art installations, concerts, and workshops.
We put this ship container that have the function of meeting point with the citizen and the architects, young architects that want to work about public space and the reuse of this abandoned part of the city and to put some life there.
30-year-old Francesco Lorenzi is one of 600 young architects who competed to join Renzo Piano's team of six. It's called G124, the number on Piano's Senate office door. The project was inspired by New York's High Line, the beloved public park built on a derelict rail line elevated above Manhattan streets. Here, Lorenzi says, the park will be below.
Upstairs can be a path, pedestrian and cycling path, that connect with two big green areas of the district, the Parco delle Sabine and Parco Talenti.
We're a 45-minute drive from the city center. These neighborhoods were born during the construction boom of the 1970s and 80s, when cozy relations between city authorities and real estate speculators made building permits easy to get. These suburbs are dominated by huge, gray, ugly public housing projects. Most residents are middle and lower middle class. They fled rising rents in the gentrifying city center. 30-year-old Alessandro Lungo grew up here. He studies architecture and is helping Piano's team trying to revive this edge of the big city. He's convinced the outskirts don't have to be incubators of alienation.
It's our place. It's our city. Not all the citizens of Rome lives in the center. This is Rome, and so we have to start to think that it's a good place. We just have to meet each other and connect and use this place in the right way.
Instead of separating two neighborhoods, Lungo believes an elevated cycling pedestrian path can help link them.
We always do home, work, work, home. And all the landscape that it's in the middle, it's like an unconsciousness landscape, no definition. So I need another kind of mobility to move slowly, to see around, to feel the place where I live.
Architect Renzo Piano is especially fond of the idea of an elevated walkway.
When you walk at 25, 30 feet above ground, it's a miracle. Because you are still in the city, you feel in the city, but you are flying above the city. You are in the middle of trees, and that's a moment of beauty.
Even in the most framed, desolate outskirts, Piano believes a fragment of beauty can always be found.
It's just the beginning, but this is what the architect does. He gravelled the little trace of beauty, and he built on that what beauty can be.
It's unclear when the project will be completed. It's now up to City Hall to earmark the estimated $600,000 to $700,000 needed to complete Rome's High Line and nourish beauty in the urban periphery. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.